And that's why I've asked Philip Hensley Robin to come talk with us. He's the executive director of Common Cause Pennsylvania. You can find their website at commoncause.org. Philip, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
So walk me through this. What was the event? What'd you guys do? Give me the groundwork.
Yeah, so we had a great rally outside Comcast corporate headquarters here in Philadelphia today. Common Cause, like you said, our friends at Media Matters. And we delivered a message, and we delivered a petition to Comcast. And the message was simple. Like you said, consumers, cable subscribers should not have to pay for Fox News's lies, which are destroying our democracy, undermining the foundations of how we run elections in this country by lying to people about things like elections and voting machines. The message here is Fox is demanding an increase in their carriage fee. They want more money from the cable companies to carry their product. And that is every single person. If you're a subscriber for Charter, for Comcast, Cox Communications, that's around $250 of your cable bill is going to Fox, even if you don't watch it. And they're using high pressure tactics to try to get Comcast and the other cable companies to increase that and make us pay even more because they're in a deep hole. They had to pay $787.5 million out of that Dominion lawsuit. And they want to pass the cost on to you, onto consumers. And we're saying that's wrong.
It's absolutely wrong. But what's surprising to me is how many people don't know that out of your cable bill, you're actually seeing this transfer to Fox and a lot of these different providers. But especially Fox, because I know a lot of people who specifically will not watch them. But yet it's on there and you're still paying for it. So this is a way to, I guess what you're saying is there's got to be a way to stop that. Are you talking about, maybe just not paying them, giving consumers the ability to opt out? What's the demand? What's the ask?
Yeah, the reality is under the current model, it's bundled. You can't opt out. You don't have that option. But what we can do is we can tell Comcast, your cable subscribers, the consumers who are your customers, do not want to pay more to a cable channel that they don't even watch. And so right now there's a negotiation going on, right? Fox News is in their regular negotiation with the cable companies and saying how, and they want more. They want more from the cable companies, and that's going to get passed on. And so we're just making sure that Comcast hears loud and clear that their customers do not want that. We absolutely do not want that. This is just tantamount to passing on all of these costs that Fox News has already borne from the lawsuit, from all of the advertisers that have left them. Their last remaining source really is this cable fee. It's 70% of their revenue. And so if we are, our strategy here is really to go where they get their revenue and to go to the cable companies and say, do not accede to this demand. Do not accept an increase in the carriage fee.
Say that again. 70% of their revenue. 70%. Now, again, these are the people who tell us about the free market. These are the people who tell us that consumers are the drivers. These are the capitalist people. 70% coming from the cable companies. That sounds an awful lot like socialism.
It's really crazy because you think, just like you're saying, in an ordinary competitive market, if you have an institution going out there and misleading people in such a devastating way that results in people not believing the rules of elections, you're trying to overturn an election, people flee that company, people flee that news source, and so we have advertiser boycotts. We know that Fox is hurting because of that, but they still get the money because of these carriage fees. And that's why it's so important that folks know about this.
That is really, really, it's one of those things that's, in my view, makes you go, what exactly is going on here? That there's a system set up like that the vast majority of consumers don't even know exists. So let me ask you, what kind of response did you get as you're moving this petition and you're talking to these people? What kind of response did you get?
We got an overwhelming response. You said 145,000. It was actually, by the end of the day, 165,000 people signed this petition. And, I think we heard a lot of also stories from people who signed our petition to tell us about how devastating Fox News has been in their own lives. You know, how the lies and the propaganda about things like our elections really are tearing their communities apart. They're tearing families apart. And so I think there was such a strong response just because people know how dangerous this channel can be. And it's not just us saying it, you know, this isn't a partisan matter. Common Cause is nonpartisan, found in a court of law to be lying about our elections. And that's why they had to pay all that money. So we had a really overwhelming response from people who, one, are fed up about their cable bills going up, and two, are fed up about Fox News undermining our democracy.
Yeah, and I would also argue and throw into the fact that I don't think we should be paying for their Dominion lawsuit. I don't think we should be the one picking up the bill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Talking about the avenues of accountability, right? You have the advertiser boycotts, right? So they're not making nearly as much money from ads as they used to on Fox News. But also you have the legal avenue, and that brought some serious potential for accountability for Fox News. They lied and lied and lied about Dominion. And so they had to pay over $750 million. And there are more lawsuits coming. But if they can just pass the cost of those lawsuits onto you, even though you don't even watch the channel, that shows what a bad system we have here. And it shows the need for consumers be really clear with their cable providers that it would be unacceptable for that cost to be passed on to them.
Yeah. What I find interesting, Philip, is, you know, I don't know if you saw yesterday the quote from Adam Kinzinger, the former Republican congressman, who said he was on CNN and he was explaining why he voted for Democrats. And he said, look, I really believe it's down to one issue on the ballot. He says, it's not taxes. It's not abortion. It's none of that. It's one issue. Do you believe in democracy or do you believe in authoritarianism? And he went on to talk about his own family, how, you know, his own family had disowned him, you know, via certified mail because he had fallen out of favor with Sean Hannity. This is shown just how much this one channel has caused massive division in this country, even within families, especially within families.
Absolutely. And I think that just goes to show, you know, at bedrock, this isn't really it shouldn't be a partisan or an ideological kind of issue. This is about our fundamental values in terms of, do we believe in democracy? And that's the question for us in this case. Comcast, do you believe in democracy and rewarding
no.
a company that's not doing anything?
No, but here's the thing. This is the other part of this. I mean, you've got Comcast, which is a massive corporation. All they care about, and I believe this, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. You don't have to come along on this journey with me. But I believe Comcast doesn't give a rat's behind about democracy. They care about their bottom line. They care about profit. They care about getting and keeping as many customers as possible and trapping them in contracts as long as they can so that they keep paying these fees to people like Fox. The whole scheme is set up on locking in the consumer. And I think it was Les Moonves who said, you know, Trump may be bad for democracy, but he's good for our bottom line. So I see all of this is good for the bottom line, and our captains of industry, they don't care about, you know, things like democracy. They care about the next quarter's profit margins.
You may be right about that. It's a depressing thought, but the fact is, that's why we have to get consumers to sign. And because if the cable companies know that there's underlying that, people are going to just cut the cable. I mean, that's a threat that they already have because they already know that that's what people are doing.
Right.
If they keep raising our cable fees and it's to undermine democracy and they lose cable customers, well, then maybe that'll get through to them. And that's what we have to communicate.
No, that's an excellent point.
Executives at all these companies.
Is that the next step then? I mean, you know, obviously the negotiations are ongoing, but if Fox gets what it wants, is that the next call saying, say, hey, look, we tried to tell them, don't do this. They did it. It's time to run away. It's time to go somewhere else. Is that the call then?
Well, right now we're really just focused on the carriage fee part of it. We think there's a really good opportunity here to get the cable companies to actually use this leverage, use this moment, and to say no. But yeah, down the line, that might be where this goes.
Yeah. Lastly, if people want to get involved, I mean,